Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The theme for LWML Sunday is Ready to Serve. So I named the title of my sermon Rest. Several years ago, I received my very first Fitbit. Now, the very first models of the Fitbit were pretty much just pedometers. Like, they only really tracked how many steps you took, and not even very well, but they were okay. But then with each passing model, they'd add stuff. They'd add heart rate and this and that and the next thing. So if you have like an Apple Watch or a Pixel Watch or another Fitbit, it tracks all of those things. But one of my favorite things that it actually started tracking was sleep. I remember the first model that I got that it actually started tracking my sleep. Now, it tracks your sleep based on your heart rate. And so it's not 100% perfect. And quite frankly, some of those early models, again, were really not that great at all. But one of the things I remember is I would get up in the morning and track to see how well I slept, only to find out that I had slept terrible. And so I needed to fix something. I thought I was doing okay. I would wake up in the morning, I'd be groggy and whatnot, but I thought I was doing okay. But as it turns out, I really, really wasn't. I wasn't getting that much sleep, and I wasn't really necessarily sleeping well. So I had to make some adjustments. I had to make some tweaks in my lifestyle and what I did and how I did it in order to get better rest, to get better sleep. Now, some of it was, well, just obvious, right? You needed to calm down. I had to institute something like a child. I had to institute a bedtime for myself. I know, as an adult, when you get into adulthood, you start thinking about that as a blessing, not a curse. You're like, I get to go to bed at 9? But I don't want to sound quite like a Sleep Number bed, you know? You guys know the commercials. You know, I don't quite want to sound like that, but there's a lot of principles at play whenever you want to try to sleep well, depending on who you are and what you are and all the things that you did. I found that if I had a really lazy day, I actually wouldn't sleep really well. It was like I got all my rest during the day, and then I wouldn't get any at night, and so on and so forth. And there's all kinds of variables. Now, when we get to the book of Hebrews, our epistle lesson, I almost said gospel lesson, our epistle lesson for today, we have a lot of movement towards rest. The author of the book of Hebrews is telling us something about rest, about, in essence, a spiritual rest, one that we long for, one that we look forward to, but also one that not everybody gets. And in fact, some of the words of the text might actually cause us to take a step back a little bit. As the author of Hebrews, quoting Psalm 95, talks about the wrath of God, about how not all of those will enter into his eternal rest. It might actually cause us to do a double take. How are we to get into this rest? What is this rest? And what is this really all about? And that's kind of the flow of our text for today. We understand rest. We understand what it's about. We understand how it works. We understand things like sleep and like rest. But what about that spiritual rest? The rest that only God can give. That rest that we can only receive through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What about that rest? I think in a lot of ways, the correlations are there. There is some similarities, but we need to be willing to look at them and be willing to acknowledge them, especially when we talk about things like spiritual rest. We have busy lives. We have lives that take us all over the place, but do we ever take the time to slow down and pay attention to rest? In the Periscope a couple months ago for September, I put out a challenge for everybody. I asked everybody to just pray. Once a day, set a timer for 5 minutes. Now, I know we didn't all do it, but for those that did do it, I imagine that there was a bit of a challenge with that. It's actually a lot harder than you think to pray for 5 minutes. Just set a timer. Try it. Try to pray for just 5 minutes. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, it takes you approximately 20 to 30 seconds, a half a minute. So that gives you 4.5 minutes of extra time. And yet, how many of us will talk about our lives being so busy that we don't even have 5 minutes? We don't even have 5 minutes to set aside to pray to our Lord. This last month, in the month of October, I said, why don't you try reading a devotion, just one devotion every single day? Not even 5 minutes. The portals of prayer will take you all of 30 seconds to read. And yet I imagine that for a lot of us, even that was challenging. There's so much going on. And we like to look at these big, overwhelming things, but the reality is that a lot of times it's the little things in our life that get cut off, that get taken away. Even in the small, little amounts of time, we can experience just a little bit of rest, just a glimmer of that rest which our God gives to us, that our God promises us. And yes, we can even talk about coming to church, about attending church, about coming up to this altar to receive Christ's true body and blood, given and shed for you, the forgiveness of sins, the rest that our Lord gives. Oh, it's not quite a physical rest. It's more of a spiritual rest, but it's also very much a holistic rest. Our God invites you to experience just a glimpse of what He has in store for you, not just now, but into eternity. Much like my own sleep patterns, I realized that in some regard, I had to actually be disciplined. Like I said, I had to set a bedtime for myself. It's a little embarrassing for me to even say I had to set a bedtime for myself, but I did. I had to set a bedtime for myself. And some of these things as well. Now, as we kind of keep on going through this, you might be saying, Pastor, that's all well and good, but what does this have to do with the LWML? What does this have to do with the theme that says, ready to serve? And really, the answer to that actually is quite astounding to me. You see, how can we be ready to serve if we have nothing to give? If you have not experienced the great rest that our Lord gives, how can you talk to others about it? If you have not experienced the power of the gospel in your own life, if you have not been able to go to your Lord in prayer or receive the forgiveness of sins, if you have not been able to realize that God's love and forgiveness is for you, how are you going to go and tell others what Jesus has done for them? You cannot give what you do not receive. And all of this is talking about things that we receive. Through our prayer life, we receive that rest that our Lord gives. Through our devotions, we receive rest, but we also receive that knowledge of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for your sake, for your sins, for your salvation. And in that rest, and in that knowledge, and in that gospel message, when we venture out to serve others, we find ourselves very freely giving that which we so freely received, that which so freely God gave to us through all of these ways. And so, yes, we talk about rest, but rest is a huge part of being ready to serve. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.